Well, this month's theme is elder abuse, and under that comes psychological abuse, physical abuse, and financial abuse. And it can also be a very small percentage of sexual abuse, and physical abuse is there as well. Now, the other types of abuse also include neglect and self-neglect of an older person.
And, you know, in terms of the forms elderly abuse can take, could you perhaps focus in a little bit more on perhaps the physical or psychological or financial material aspects?
Yeah, well, financial abuse is a form of domestic violence in which the abuser uses money as a means of controlling someone. And obviously, as people get older, then sometimes their financial affairs need to be taken on, often by a family member. Now, the majority of people are honourable and are supportive and loving of the elders in their families. But there could be up to 20%. There's a recent, actually just came out today, HSE report that suggests that there could be up to 20% of cases where financial abuse occurs. And that can mean taking the using the money when it shouldn't, for reasons that it shouldn't be used for, taking the money from the elder or older person, denying them financial independence, and taking over complete control of family finances and spending when it isn't in the person's remit to do that, denying the older person access to funds, taking control of bank cards and access to credit, and so on. And refusing, of course, the older person funds to fund their own lives and their own spending. On the physical side, intentional and unwanted contact with that older person, that would be direct physical assault on them, pushing, shoving, punching, slapping, all the things we associate with physical abuse, pulling their hair, choking them, mutilating them, and maybe it gets into very severe stuff like burns and so on, throwing things at people or using weapons to physically and violently assault them, and it can include sexual assault and rape.
Could I just ask you, how common is elderly abuse, you know, in Ireland at the moment?
Well, I mean, it's just extraordinary that this has coincided with this, with the awareness raising and the whatwouldyoudo.ie website, which covers all these areas. But the HSE has brought out a report just in the papers this morning, which says that there are almost 8,000 cases of adults suffering suspected abuse or neglect. And it's particularly elderly people and vulnerable adults, but the elder abuse is in there as a major part of it. And HSE officials believe the figures underrepresent the extent of abuse, with a very low rate of case being reported by families and carers and home helps. So if 8,000 is what we've got from scratching the surface, then it could be thousands more.
And could I ask you, Alan, you know, in terms of the abuse and the reasons why incidents might go unreported, do you care to shed some light on that?
Well, I suppose abuse is a crime. And if it's happening in the home, well, then the person doing it isn't going to self-report, or very rarely would self-refer themselves to anybody in relation to what they're doing, because they don't want to be caught doing it, especially, for instance, around financial abuse. If they're gaining financially from it, they don't want that stopped. And if they are physically abusing the person, as I described earlier, then that's a crime and they don't want to be caught for doing that. And then in general terms, just people's fear of, if they think they, you know, if they're actually an honest person, but they think they may have done something abusive, their fear of that reflecting on them, even though they're self-referring and self-reporting, could stop them. But they'd be a minority of people.
And as one final question, Alan, you know, what advice would you have for people who are experiencing or perhaps are suspected of some form of elderly abuse?
Yeah, or if they're perpetrating it themselves as well. Well, there's they should go to the CUSC website, whatwouldyoudo.ie, and it has all of the information that I've given you this morning and more, and also what you should do in the case. I mean, obviously, you need to report it to a service provider or to the Gardaí and to the HSE or to a GP and say, look, this is going on, and they'll report you to, obviously, the Gardaí themselves are the proper service, but if there's a social worker that it needs to be reported to in the HSE, GP can put you on to them. And also then the services like ourselves, the Men's Development Network and the Rape Crisis Centre and the Women's Refuges are all there, and the Women's Centres are all there providing services, or can refer someone to the relevant service. This is